There's a Christmas tradition in Skagway that's been happening every year since World War II. It's a show put on by a local charity that showcases music, elves, Santa and Mrs. Claus, and a present for every kid that wants one. On Christmas Eve in 1941, the Eagles Club in Skagway put on its first Christmas Eve pageant. It was a way for the town's kids to celebrate with Santa Claus and spread holiday cheer. The Eagles Club, an international fraternal order dedicated to charity, has kept the show going ever since, and this Christmas Eve will mark its 80th year. Chair of the club's Christmas Committee, Kaylin Howard, says this year's show will start off with magician and musician Andrew Naden.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
He's going to do a little Christmas magic for the kids, lead us in 1 to 2 Christmas songs, and then Mrs. Claus will also read a story to the kids. All the kids are invited to sit around the stage around her and listen to a story time. And then one of the biggest traditions that we've continued is, even though the music and the story will change every year, the one consistent is everybody then after story time sings Here Comes Santa Claus together as Santa arrives on stage.
Santa will then hand out gifts that he, Mrs. Claus, and the elves hand-wrapped for each child in attendance. Howard says the show has changed a bit over the years. It used to be called the Christmas Eve Pageant. Now it's called the Christmas Eve Show. Organizers changed that a few years ago because, well, there are no judges. Then, during the height of the pandemic in 2020, they had to get creative to find a way to spread joy and not COVID-19.
Our first COVID Christmas, it was drive-by only.
Santa and his elves were standing outside on Broadway as families drove up and got their presents through the car window. There was also a compilation of videos the club put together full of holiday songs from local artists. Howard says the committee agreed that the steps the community has taken to reduce the risks of contracting the virus have allowed the club to do the show in person again this year. In addition to magic and songs, there will be a couple of drawings at this year's event. There's a Shop in Skagway program that's been running all month in town, and people have put their names in for a grand prize that will be announced on stage. There will also be a drawing for the winner of the Nancy Shave Memorial Doll Raffle. Howard says that raffle is a fundraiser for a scholarship award that's given to a local student.
For many years, the Nancy Shave Memorial Doll Raffle was a $500 scholarship awarded to a graduating senior. Now, 2 years ago, we were actually able to raise enough money through the doll ticket sales that we upped the scholarship to a $1,000 scholarship for a local graduating senior.
She says the $2 tickets go on sale between Thanksgiving and Christmas Eve each year.
We put all of those names into a bowl and we draw those, and the winner gets this American Girl doll with 3 outfits, a keepsake box, and a very beautiful dress that is modeled after a local's wedding dress. And that's all sewn and donated by Jean Worley. And she picks the bride every year, a local, and she picks their dress to replicate.
Jean Worley is a local tailor who's been making the dolls' wedding dresses for over 40 years. In Skagway, the unexpected is usually entertaining. A few years ago, Santa Claus had his pants fall down at the beginning of the show, and now there are several sets of suspenders at the ready. And as one of the show's organizers, Kat Stewart, recalls, another year one of the elves' dogs got loose.
Children got their faces licked. And it was adorable, even though it was very naughty.
This year, show organizers expect around 75 children to attend. Reporting from Skagway, I'm Mike Swayze.